Today is May 5th, 2005, and welcome to the Joel McLaughlin Show, being brought to you by openpodcast.org. And now I would like to play an ad for Bash Potter, a podcatcher that I use on multiple platforms. Are you tired of when iPodder crashes or misses a podcast? Is iPodder X not powerful enough? Are you tired of the software not doing what you want it to do? Do you need a podcatcher that works on multiple platforms such as Linux, Mac OS X, AIX, and even Windows? Then try Bash Potter. Bash Potter does what you want it to do and when you want it. Bash Potter. It just works. And that was for Bash Potter. Bash Potter is a very useful bash script written by Link Fessenden of the Linux Link Tech Show and also the Lehigh Valley Linux User Group. Listen to their show every Wednesday night. I'm going to go ahead and write a quick review here of my other purchase from the following previous weekend. I bought a 1 GB iPod Shuffle. My first impressions are that it looks very good. It looks like a, feels like a white Lego. But other than that, the software iTunes is what you use to load it on the Mac and also on Windows. There's also GTK Pod for Linux. Plus, I believe there's a driver with that too. Overall, storage is good. Battery life is pretty good. I haven't bottomed out yet. I need to get a little arm band clip when I go to the gym. Which is the primary purpose I got it for. The screen, I don't miss it for the places that I use it. The places I use this are in the gym, and on the gym, when I'm in the gym, it doesn't really matter. I'm not looking at the screen. I just throw it on shuffle. So malign it as you, if you will. The iPod Shuffle is a very good product by Apple Computer. It retails for $149. That's my review of the iPod Shuffle. Now I want to talk about a little piece of software that came with Mac OS Tiger called LaunchD. There was a good article up on Ars Technica about it. I'm not totally convinced of the purpose of it, but Apple's open source LaunchD, and it's being used as init, as well as cron, at, and a few other daemons for cron jobs. Instead of reading out a cron tab, it's reading out of the plist file, which is an XML file on Apple. And for each event, there is a separate plist file. I don't know. It sounds like a great idea in theory. A lot of the reasons why they did it was for startup. They can reduce boot up times with it and start several services in parallel. But I don't know. It's a new thing. It's open source. We'll see what happens. If other Unix and Linuxes decide to take a hold of it, well, more power to them. And that's it for today's show. You can email me at gorkon@gmail.com. And please listen to the Linux Link Tech Show. They stream every Wednesday night at 8:30 p.m. Go to http://www.thelinuxlink.net/TLLTS. You can also download their podcasts from the same website. Just plug their URL for their RSS feed into your podcatcher. Everyone have a good Thursday.